Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. To my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Hello. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And you were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. Happy Good Friday, everybody. And happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. This is the 2022 edition of the Good Friday / Easter show. Everybody, it is an honor and a privilege, and I want to just thank God and my great Savior, the great Savior that we all have, for lifting my body up and allowing me to come broadcast with you. And I'm celebrating my birthday as well as Good Friday, and what a blessing it is to celebrate it on such a holy, holy day. What better way to get a reward for myself? There's nothing else I need but to spend this time giving Christ the glory. This is the most sacred holiday. This is the basis of the Christian religion. This belief that Jesus was the Son of God. He came. He was crucified. He died on the cross to save us from our sins. Because the wages of sin is death, according to God. And the only way to atone for our sins is through something being sacrificed, something dying. In the Old Testament, they would sacrifice animals to the Lord to cover their sins. And they would do this over and over and over again. But something had to die. God didn't want us to die. So he sent his son who atoned for every sin that we could ever imagine that we could commit, and all those sins we'll never think about. He died for them all. He paid the ransom. He paid the debt for us. And he didn't want to do it, but he was obedient to death. See, Good Friday shows the obedience of Christ and the love he had for us. And Resurrection Sunday, Easter, shows the power of God who promised that his son would never, he escaped death. And we now have the victory because he escaped death. This year, you know, I've been doing Easter and Good Friday shows for 15 years now. And I was asking God, give me something fresh, something a little bit different to add to the mix, to this wonderful story, to our redemption. And one of the things that came to mind was the book of Malachi, which is not often spoken of unless we're talking about tithes. And I am going to teach about that because tithing is very important. It's very important. We're going to get into that. But he also talked about a lot of stuff, and God was really upset in the book of Malachi. God was fed up in the book of Malachi. God was at his wit's end in the book of Malachi. And Malachi happens to be the last book of the Old Testament. We're going to read in the mighty name of Jesus, Malachi, the third chapter, the first through the sixth verse. When you get a chance, read the whole book of Malachi. It's a very short read, but it's very powerful. And it transitions you into the New Testament, understanding what and how God felt, because he made himself very clear. Starting at the third chapter, the first verse, it says, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as the days gone by, as in former years. So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers and adulterers, perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and who deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. He said he's going to send a messenger. That messenger is Jesus, who was going to prepare the way. So Jesus was prophesied throughout the Old Testament. But this was God saying, I'm going to send someone. And to put this in context, he was very upset with the priest when you read Malachi. So that is why it is so important that we realize that Jesus was sent because God was dissatisfied with the way the priest was leading the people away from him. So he sent his son to be the high priest, because his son will make sure we are led towards God. So that's why we follow Christ, and not any particular person. We follow Christ. We're followers of Christ, everyone. Now let's go to Mark. And I would like for you to read all of Mark, the 15th chapter, because it tells the, I'm not going to read the whole thing, because but it tells the wonderful, wonderful story of Jesus's day, starting with Good Friday. But before we get into that, we're going to take a break. I definitely jumped right into the word, and I'm going to come back and we're going to start the story. But today's show is made up of the DJs. The DJs are going to bring it to you, bring you the praise, bring you the honor, bring you the glory, give you a chance to just really let loose and celebrate the wonderful gift that Christ gave us, because he was sentenced and he was blameless and he was crucified. And he was blameless. And I'm going to get into reading the story. But first up on the mic is going to be Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix. Now, the same rules apply for the mixes on the show. And that is that it's 15 minutes. It's time for you to get up and give God praise, glory, honor. Give Christ praise, glory, and honor for whatever they are doing for you to get you through this perilous times down here on this earth. You're going to give them praise. And then you're going to listen to the words and things and mixes and phrases that are used in the mixes and try to find the message within the mix. We have a very special guest DJ, DJ L Dub. DJ L Dub is very near and dear to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. He's definitely not a stranger. He sat on the board of directors, and his imprint, not only his music, this is not his first time doing a set for us, but his music and his hard work and dedication is definitely always will be part of JHOM. And we thank you, DJ L Dub, for your submission and your work that you continue to do in the kingdom. So definitely Google him. Check him out. He's been coming up later on in the show. For first, up on the mic is Sister Poochie, everybody. Let's give God some praise. I'm not going to talk no more. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. How y'all doing today?
The Savior lives.
Oh, it's time to celebrate the Savior and his word. Let's shout because we know he lives and we are served. His love has set us free, our enemies defeat. If with me you agree, come on and lift up your hands.
Everybody lift your hands if you know that Jesus is worthy. Open up and give him praise. Let's do it in a hurry.
In a hurry.
If you're loving, let's glorify in the song and in the dance.
And know the Savior lives. Come on
and lift up your hands.
To understand just why we praise, let me tell you how it all went down. The news spread so very fast, people came from miles around. This would be the day Christ would be crucified. He took his last breath, he hung his head and he died. They took my Savior down from off that rugged cross. They laid him in a tomb, it seemed all hope was truly lost. But the third day came along and brought the rhythm of life. The stone rolled away, that angel proudly proclaimed.
He lives,
Christ is risen,
just like he said.
Our Lord and Savior,
the Lord and Savior is no longer dead. Hey,
rejoice and celebrate. Hey,
everybody lift your hands if you know that Jesus is worthy. Open up and give him praise. Let's do it in a hurry. If you love him, let's glorify in the song and in the dance.
We know the Savior lives.
Come on and lift up your hands. that Jesus is worthy, worthy.
Open up and give a praise. Let's do it in a hurry.
With your love and let's glorify in the song and in the dance.
We know the Savior lives. Come on and lift up your hands. He lives, he lives.
Christ still risen, just like he said.
The Lord and Savior's no longer dead.
Come on and celebrate.
Christ the Lord,
the Lord and Savior,
no longer dead,
yeah.
And celebrate,
he lives,
and know that
he
lives,
he lives,
Christ still risen,
just like he said,
the Lord and Savior,
the Lord and
is no longer dead.
Break it down.
Rejoice and celebrate.
Go DJ.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to do, so many bills to pay.
God's got it, everybody. Everybody, I hope you can catch your breath. I need to catch mine. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the Good Friday, Happy Easter for 2022. Everybody, I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. While we catch our breath, why don't you take a gander over to our website, jhom.org. There you will find out all about the ministry. Also, you will go to the middle of the page. If you scroll down, there's a link to our free smartphone app for Android and iOS users. Please, please, please download the app. Also, on the app, there's a full-length Bible. Download it, please. It's absolutely free. Also, we are now live streaming simultaneously on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. So if you want to catch our live streams, it will be me and the entire JHOM team coming to you every week, bringing you different topics. So we're going to come try to broadcast this as much as possible. So definitely go subscribe to our YouTube channel and don't miss a video. We're going to start going video, so you'll get to see the pastor. All right, everybody. The Journey Home Outreach Ministries on the YouTube. Just look up Journey Home Outreach Ministries and you will find us. Definitely go and subscribe. I'll look forward to seeing more subscribers. All right, let's get back to the story of why we just are celebrating so vigorously. And that is because of a wonderful sacrifice, a wonderful gift of the life of Christ. You know, Jesus was brought before Pilate, and of course, he was chosen to be crucified over a murderer that they had in custody. The crowd shouted, you know, crucify him, crucify him, and they let Barabbas go. You know, the soldiers mocked him, and I want you to read this all for yourself. I'm not going to read the entire story this year. You need to read it for yourself. And everybody pretty much knows the story. But you need to become intimate with what it means to you. That's what we need to grasp for. You know, Easter is what it means to you. What that personal relationship you're building with Christ. What it means to you and what this day means to you based on that. That's what we're going for. So we know that the soldiers mocked Jesus. They made a crown of thorns and pushed it on his head. And, you know, they spat at him and tormented him. When it was time to crucify Jesus, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. And it starts with the 25th verse. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. They written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So you are going to destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days. Come down from that cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults at him. At noon, okay, they crucified him. I wanted to stop here. They crucified him at 12, at 9. And at 12, he died. So it took 3 hours for our Savior to hang there and die. I wanted you to feel that. Because at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near him heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And then stood there in front of Jesus, saw he die. He said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and the younger and of Joseph. In Galilee, these women have followed him and cared for his needs. Many of other women who have come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. All right, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to come back and we're going to continue the burial and the resurrection of our Savior. But where we're at now, he was humiliated. He wasn't just crucified. They mocked him. They just hurled insults at him. They ripped his body to shreds. And they nailed him to a cross and let him hang there until he died. That is excruciating human pain. We could not even endure that. We would die during the punishment. But he withstood it. He withstood it until that given time when he gave up his life. And his spirit ascended up into heaven. And we're going to, like I said, come back and read the rest of this glorious story. Next up on the mic, let's get ready. I hope you got your breath. I hope you caught your breath, because it's time to get up and give God some praise again. Next up on the deck is DJ Shaheem, our beloved resident DJ. And he's going to give it to us his way. Everybody, get up, listen for the message, give him 15, give him some praise. Here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ.
You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Lord, just be believing. Lord, eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen.
Jet ski, cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. See, food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. Look, he was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. Leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power, life and death coming out my tongue.
When Jesus said yes, nobody can say Jehovah has the final say.
Depend on what the doctor says.
Jehovah.
Name on high, be lifted high.
Come on, touch.
Jesus, we lift your name on high.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaheem.
Come on.
All right. DJ Shaheem, everybody. Some kind of way it's going to be all right. We know that because we have Christ. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. If you want to be an artist on this show, spoken word artist, DJ, singer, musician, anything, and you want to be heard on the show and promote it for free, it's absolutely free for you. All you have to do is email the ministry, JHOMORG, @gmail.com. That's JHOMORG1, @gmail.com. And Teresa will go through everything and communicate with you and let you know exactly when you will be heard on the show. All right, everybody, we are talking about the wonderful story of our Savior's death, and resurrection. Now, the burial of Jesus after he was crucified, they borrowed a tomb to bury him in. You know, he didn't have a tomb. They borrowed a tomb to bury him in. And then we go to the 16th chapter, and this is the power of God, everybody. This is the power of God, and the reason we celebrate Easter or Resurrection Sunday. It is from the 16th chapter. I begin to read Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Solomon brought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away for the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. They entered the tomb, and they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Everybody, Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. And he sits on the right hand of the Father, and we're waiting for him to return to get us. So no matter what happens to us in life, we have to remember that power of that resurrection. No matter what they did to him, what they had to go through, they killed him, and he still lives. And we have that same victory in Christ. That's what's so wonderfully, powerfully, beautifully about being a Christian, is the power of the blood, everyone. The blood that was shed to wash our dirty sins clean. All right. Hold all of that in your heart. I want you to read Mark the 15th chapter, Mark the 16th chapter. Get the story in your spirit related to how he's your personal Savior. Don't forget Malachi 3rd chapter. Understand where God was and why he needed to send his son. Because it tells you just how much he loves us. Even in his anger, he loved us so much. He said, "I got to figure out a way to redeem my precious creation." And that's how he feels about us. All right, everybody. It is my pleasure, my honor. I'm so glad to be introducing DJ L Dub Set. Like I said, I introduced him earlier, let you know what he means to us. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. This is DJ L Dub. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Aaron K. Gray, and you are listening to DJ L Dub, the Blessed One.
Last night, I lived my life.
Calling out your name.
Ah, ooh.
the world. He's been trying to block you up and stop you from your destiny. But tonight, the thing that's been blocking you, it shall be broken. Down doors that have been blocked.
All right. DJ L Dub gracing our stage. We appreciate it. Love you, DJ L Dub. Everybody, we have come to the end of the show. I want you to remember the great sacrifice that was made on this holiday. Not bunnies, not Easter bonnets, not dresses, none of that stuff. It was the blood that was shed on Calvary and the power of God rising his son from the grips of death. Everybody, that's what we have to celebrate. That's what we have to hold in our heart. Again, if you are getting support for the ministry and you want to support the ministry, please go to jhom.org and give to the ministry. All donations in America are 501. We're 501c3. They're all tax deductible. But give to the ministry so we can continue our mission. Again, this is Pastor McCarty, Sister Poochie, signing off, everybody. Thank you. Thank you again, Heavenly Father, for getting me through. Everybody, we're going to sign off and roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art. I'm going to go take my medicine and talk to y'all later. See you next week.